being collected, you mean collecting forfeitures?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the Belmont Board Act actually assists with collecting forfeitures. It allows the state of Texas to enter into plea agreements or settlement agreements with bail bond companies to collect a certain percentage of the bonds as opposed to the full amount. So a lot of counties, they just have this. If there's a bond forfeiture, if the bondsman pays that forfeiture within, say, 10 days, they pay 20% or 25%. And then it's an escalation over time as to how much they pay.
And this is what you were talking about, Brian, correct? The ability.
I was more concerned about stuff that's on the books right now that would enable the bond board to be a negotiator of those amounts.
I see.
It's a freedom that I don't believe I have this time.
Okay. One other question. I've heard two people mention counties that have wanted to go back to their non-bond board status.
Yes, sir.
How often does that occur? I mean, is that you know?
Frequent or infrequent? I understand the question. The only county that I'm aware of that wanted to get out of the bail bond board status was Nacogdoches County. And that's largely because in Nacogdoches County, they had two bondsmen that kept filing complaints against each other and suing the board. Now I think they'd probably go back to having the board. But it became a lot of work for the elected officials on the board. That's the only county that I'm aware of. Every other county has had very good results. The rest are that I represent.
Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, I thank you, everybody, for your comments, pro or con. This is not a subject that I have been thinking about or talking about for a brief period of time. I talked to a few people. As I stated last week in our meeting, my objective is real simple. I have two of them. Be fair with our defendants. Be fair with them. Make sure that they receive justice. But also I want to run an efficient court. I want the minimum amount of manpower involved in the process. I want to reduce the docket. I want to expedite the docket. I want to shorten the time that these cases take from start to finish. And it's my firm belief that a bail bond board will help us to do that. So I'm going to step out and make a motion that we form a bail bond board.
I'll second that.
I'm seconded by Commissioner Hinton.
Let me say this. We've talked about this, and I've had some concerns from, I forget who said, you know, have you talked to anybody on the other side? Yes, I have. And the points are well taken. But I think the overriding factor in my mind is the fact that our district attorney, our JP, one of our JPs, and the people on that list who deal with this every day are in favor of it. And, you know, one of our jobs as commissioner is to see that they get the tools that they need to do what they have to do. And they want this. And it concerns me a little bit that there's some counties that are wanting to go back, but I'm going to vote in favor of it.
All right. Well, I'm going to call for a vote. All those in favor of the formation of the bail bonds board for Titus County, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you again, everybody. We will. We have plenty of time to get this done. We will make sure that it is done right. And I appreciate your input. All right, our next item, number 7. We want to hear from Cabro Technologies and consider entering into an annual contract with them for IT services. And I believe here we have Justin Riley. Have you got anybody else with you?
No, sir. The only difference between this contract and the contract which has been expired for quite some time now is the addition of one day to the contract, meaning that we will be here 40 hours per week, which I highly recommend. Every day that we are not here, we receive between 2 to 8 phone calls or 2 to 8 ticket requests, primarily from the county clerk's office, the sheriff's department, and offices that are heavy users in IT. Those tickets sometimes are emergency tickets, almost Wednesdays. And a lot of times we do the best that we can to remote in and fix the problem without having to come back to the campus. If that is possible, we do not deal with that. But a lot of times we do have to come back on Wednesdays for emergencies or after hours for emergencies. The other thing that is different is going to be a price increase. The previous price has been in place for a little over 8 years and was underbid to begin with. I believe for 4 days it was somewhere around $40,000, a little over $40,000 a year. That was in place because at that time and with the previous contract, the only computers that we were supposed to be maintaining were the ones that had that data on them. Since that time, we have been, especially over the last 2 years, we've been maintaining every machine on campus. We've been maintaining their servers, as well as trying to institute some kind of a policy as far as software updates and things like that. Due to the limited amount of time, we're unable to do that. We attempt to do the best we can, but for the most part, when our technicians are here, they are doing everything they can just to handle the trouble tickets that are in place. Some added perks to this contract is the trouble ticket system that we have in place. If you were to go out and buy that software, it's somewhere around $15,000 for that software, and we offer that as a free advantage for the county. Basically, it ensures that everyone is taken care of when they need to be taken care of, and it also allows us to prioritize each trouble ticket.
Would you repeat that again? I'm sorry, I was.
One thing that we have in place is the trouble ticket system that you use through our website. Basically, it's like a work order. If there's a need, what they do is they go in and enter a trouble ticket and it allows our technician to know that there is a problem that needs to be addressed. It also allows us to inventory and see when a trouble ticket was open, when it was closed, what the problem is. We can document things because right now there is no inventory policy in the county. Basically, we take inventory on our own behalf just so that we can ensure that if there are chronic problems with one machine, we can figure out what the problem is, whether it be the user doing inappropriate things with that machine.
what is your price?
It is on the second page.
Okay.
It's number seven.
Page 30.
$57,500. That will be billed monthly at $47,916.67.
33 is what we pay now, is that correct?
Yes, it's a little over $40,000 a year. That's for 4 days a week instead of five. And again, that's been in place for, I believe, over 8 years. And that was only taking care of the machines that had to pay on, which there are quite a few that do not.
Are you saying that price has remained constant for 8 years?
I don't believe it has been increased in over the 8 year period.
Increased sometime. I don't remember when, but
I think we went to 4 days.
4 days, whenever that was.
One time it was 4,000.
Yeah.
So it went from 40 to 43 or 44.
Well, I thought it was 33 a month. Is that not wrong?
That's what it is now.
Which would be 40,000, I think.
I think that's what it was at one point, and then we went. Yeah, we've increased it a couple of times.
But with those increases, we've increased that. Yes. So, but as far as I believe that the hourly bill rate hasn't been increased, basically what it breaks down to is about $27.64 an hour. Which, if you even hire a technician with just an associate's degree, he's going to cost you around $35 an hour.
So you're proposing, setting aside the cost increase, just the time involved from 32 hours to 40 hours, that's a 25% increase, which if applied to the same dollars we're spending right now, we'd go from 40,000 to 50,000.
If we stay exactly where we're at for 4 days as of February, and we'll be doing a price increase up to $50,000. Even without our contract, we have not been under contract for, I believe, almost 8 months. We've made an attempt to address that at least twice. Sean has been put on the agenda, and when he arrived here, was not. So, for whatever reason.
What's the advantage to us of having a contract rather than just maintaining month to month?
It ensures that we're here. If something were to happen and we were to have to pull out and we had another contract, we deal with several international companies as well as other counties, and if they were to outbid you, they're basically, we are not locked into a contract. And if we left, as of right now, I don't believe there's anybody who's familiar with your system overall. Like I said, there's not an inventory policy or anything about this. I'm prepared to work with you best that my ability. There is a little bit of shortfall there, and that's what I'm trying to do is to step in and help. We want to go above and beyond. Like I say, Titus is one of our most favorite clients. We really enjoy being here, and that's one reason why we kept the price as low as we can. Basically, at our current state, we lose money to be here. It is not profitable for us to be in this county. So regardless as to what takes place, there has to be a price increase.
So without the contract and just staying month to month, you're saying that we might get bumped in certain circumstances?
I pray not. But if, we had a major company come in and say we would like to purchase your time and we did not have the technicians available, we would have to make a choice and we did not want to put that in place. It would be a much better position for us to say we're under contract and we can't. Then have to deal with that dilemma.
I would like to consider it more as the fact that getting 4 days of tech support in a corporate setting or in a county setting for $3,333 a month is not practical. That does not occur.
I'm not following. You say if we had
it's very inexpensive.
Okay.
Now that aside, there's been some rub in the past about getting accustomed to the ticket system. And the response to certain offices on a more timely or less timely basis than another office.
Sure, and that's basically what my job is, to ensure that if there's always a person who's available. I've tried to give my cell phone number out to every person in the county, and that's some reason why I've met some of the constables, is I've been busy being in the offices that require that kind of tech support on a more frequent basis. There are priorities. If the jail's booking machine goes down or a machine completely crashes and the county has somebody sitting there not working, being paid, sitting on their own hands, we take priority over those machines. And so that has been some of the case while I'm thinking.
also this myth that you know, you can go out and hire somebody that can hack computers to do technology support in this type of setting for little or nothing because they're young and they're really tech savvy.
Absolutely.
You know, that's that is a myth. And
absolutely. We've actually addressed that recently with illegal software being downloaded from a young gentleman who was just trying to help. For each one of the softwares that we downloaded, there were three of them. The fine is in excess of $10,000 plus the licensing fee, multiple, whatever the court chooses, I believe up to 10 times. And those, basically what we've been doing is we've been assuring that your policies have been correct without any sort of aid or anything like that. And we do that to the best of our ability. I've noticed that we've had some antivirus subscriptions that are passing on by. And hopefully I'll be able to come back to the next court and give you a complete update on all of that. Because there are a lot of things this year that are expiring as far as subscription-based. One of those being your web content firewall, which means if I want to go to www.inappropriatewebsite.com, as of right now, I can do that. It's a very expensive thing, it's $750. But because our technicians haven't had the time to even look at that kind of stuff, you know, the only way that anybody was aware is if there was somebody checking up on that, and that would be myself.
You just spoke of viruses. If we put the antivirus into one of these machines, and that thing's not being cleaned up, does that antivirus?
An antivirus does clean the machine. Does it get everything? Possibly not. That's the fallacy of an antivirus system. It is a blacklist application only. Meaning if it doesn't know that it's a threat, it will not take care of it. There's also an issue with whitelisting technology. If it whitelists something that is malicious, that has a reputation to come and play on the machine and do what it wishes. There are things like that we have to manually clean. Typically, when we clean a machine, it's somewhere around 4 hours. If you were to pay us to do that at the lab, it's almost worthwhile just to get a new machine. But when we do it here on campus with the process we're giving you, it saves the county an unbelievable amount of money.
The machines, we've got the antivirus in. Did y'all clean them or y'all just put them?
Everything we clean should be clean unless something new is placed on the machine. Basically, with a simple restart, the machine should be back in that pristine state. There have been some instances, I believe, last week that we discovered some viruses. Those were on the machines that had been doing things that they probably weren't supposed to be doing, and they had not been restarted. Also, on machines that had been moved that had not had the new software placed on them yet.
So we pretty much got to get y'all to move the machines.
When we do, yes. But like I say,
that's all included in this.
Absolutely.
situations that he's talking to, and whether, and I didn't know what the best way to do that was. Would it be to replace 25% of your equipment every year so that every 4 years everything is being replaced? His suggestion was, well, what if we had three ready-to-go machines available at any time so that you could make a swap out in a matter of minutes rather than a matter of hours, as he's talking about.
Right.
And always keep, say, an inventory of three good, clean, new, ready-to-go
yes.
machines on hand rather than just assuming that every 4 years something has to be replaced.
I mean, it even goes as far as having the other hardware replaced, keyboards and mouses, things like that. Lastly, we had to bring a mouse from the office up here because there's no inventory. The monitors that are in inventory are extremely old and outdated. A lot of them don't work, and there's not a trash policy. So there's not our recycle policy. Those machines, a lot of times, are sitting over in the server room, and right now the server room is in horrible shape. The technician should be able to go in there and clean that up, but right now does not have the time to do so. The server room is almost a hazard even quick to look at rather than even to walk in.
I should tell us something, this new contract, you'll have somebody on site 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Absolutely. And we found that that is the best way for this kind of to continue. We're using a lot more technology than you were even 2 years ago.
Is it possible to have a given day or something?
Everything that is done should be entered into the ticket system. That way we can monitor what is being.
So even if they're taking the old machines and cleaning them up, so
it should be involved. It should be involved. Yes, absolutely. Because anything like that, we need to know what our technicians are doing, regardless. And you need to know what our technicians are doing,
right?
And so that is kind of one of our policies that we have in place already, is attempting to use that so that we can come back and give a report.
One thing I want to say is I have a question about your contract. It said that your support installations would be limited to A through M. I know of two computers, one at my barn and one at Precinct 3's barn,
sure.
that may need to have some support services.
Well, we can add anything on there that you would like. We're not going to limit that. If it's a county machine, we should take care of if you want to have those. Now, there is travel involved with that, and I'm not sure how we will handle that. Hopefully, they're not very far away. Maybe we can just take care of it. I know that the technician is using our funds for fuel, so that should be fine. I mean, if it's excessive, like we have to
I think this is probably something we need to do. But one thing we need to do that's more important than this is we need to set up an IT committee. We've talked about it before. It's been recommended by CIRA that we set up an IT committee. And it's really not our service people that need to be inventorying and logging what we have in the county. That's something that the IT committee could do from their offices, you know. And I spoke with Justin the other day about possibly being a support person for this IT committee. Not actually a part of the committee, but someone who could provide answers to questions and information on needs that the county might have. And he said he would do that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. If that is what the court wishes, I would recommend it. I also recommend that they do consulting. I would be available anytime. Like I say, to provide that as a service. We do that with all of our county governments. We don't charge for that. And a lot of it is simply technology is evolving constantly. The machine that you bought 6 months ago is obsolete today. That is just the nature of the beast and the nature of how
consideration of that tech committee, I'll call it, on next agenda.
Okay.
And start putting that into action. Well, all we're considering here today is whether or not to enter into a contract. He's explained to us that the price increase is coming. Do we want the additional security of a contract, and you're offering it again at 1 year, 18 months, or 2 years?
Yes, sir.
So that's our choice?
Yes, sir. One other note is that without the contract in place, what that does is if there is an emergency, those billable hours are $160 an hour instead of the 80 at 120. Typically, it's 120, you know, on a holiday, on a weekend, it would jump up to 120 instead of 80.
Well, I definitely, Judge, think that we need to have somebody here 24 hours a day. I know we have trouble with different elected officials that have to, seems like it's always when there's somebody not here and we have to get somebody here.
No, they're just guaranteeing 8 hours. They were available.
Well, for emergency. Available anytime. My availability is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
My only deal is this, when we first got into computers, and this was 20-something years ago, I thought, you know, once we get set up and get going and stuff, we'll have a little trouble here and there and so forth. It's embarrassing for my granddaughter, that's 9 years old now, that I have to ask her how to do stuff. But that's it. The young people really jump on this in a hurry, and they understand it, the concept and everything. I'm really concerned about the cost, and I know it's expensive. I know that. But I know several times we've ordered computers or we've ordered certain things and stuff, but we have to go through that bidding process.
Absolutely.
Not a bidding, but a quote process, because that's the way we have it set up. And I just want to be reassured that anytime William can be involved in it, he needs to be involved in it, because we have a responsibility to the taxpayers to get the best product that we can get for the best buy.
Yes, sir. Actually, I've been introduced myself to him, I believe, last week, and gave him my card and did talk to him about the PO process. There have been things in the past that were purchased without a PO.
That's correct.
And that's inappropriate. Everything that is purchased from Titus County goes through me, and I'm almost sure that there's a PO with everything. I've been given that promise, and I intend to stand by. The other thing is, we're more than happy, you know, to have you sub out and do whatever with the hardware. A lot of times, because of the policies and the partnerships that I've been able to create with other vendors, we are the lowest person available. We try most to profit when we're selling to the counties. We realize that this is a tax payer's money. We realize that we're not selling it to you, we're selling it to the constituents of Cox County. We treat Cass County.
I don't mind your company quoting a price.
Sure.
I think that's good. Cause, you know, it's not a bid process. We're getting quotes, and
yes,
we take the cost of the expense, because you can spend up to X amount of dollars without going through the bidding process. And this is something you can't prolong for 2 or 3 months to go through the process and do everything and then get your equipment that you need. So, you know, we go out, we get quotes, and we look at the quotes, and we buy the best product that we can possibly buy, and we try to compare apples to apples. But, you know, I would really, I don't know how you would do this, since it starts February the 1st, and you're going to be gone the next court meeting, and it would be for you to, I'd like for you to be here when we make that decision. But
This contract here?
Uh-huh. But February the 1st, regardless.
Mike, let me say this.
We need to either do the contract or reject it.
I think that when you consider that billable hours has not changed in 7 or 8 years. Now, time, we've bought more time.
Well, I'm not sure it's been 7 or 8 years, but it's been a year, sometime.
I still think that the price that they quoted is very fair, and for the services that they provide.
I don't have a problem with the price. I'm just looking to do we want to.
this contract, you need to just change this contract, so, because Judge Lee is not Cass County, not the Cass County judge.
Not the Cass County judge.
That's the point, I may have updated it this morning and updated from the wrong contract.
I guess we could sign this and you send the bill down there, maybe?
I'm gonna go ahead and make that motion, that we enter into a contract with K-Bro, the terms of the services contract is.
Second.
Would you like to designate what term, 12, 18, or 24 months?
At this price, I'd like to book 24.
I have a motion from Commissioner Boggs to enter into a site management service contract with K-Bro Technologies for a period of 24 months at the price of $4,791.67 per month. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And it is unanimous. All right. Next time.
And Judge, that's what I was fixing to say, I was wanting to kind of figure out, how do you want to do this, just a year or 2 years or whatever, that's what it was about, I didn't have a problem with the price.
All right, a couple of things that were discussed 2 weeks ago or last month were the addition of some software items, deep freeze, and there was one other that slips my mind right now. I'd like to postpone that till the next meeting, but again, if you will refresh at that time, the commissioners, what those recommendations are, the costs associated with those, and also come up with a suggestion on keeping an inventory of 3, 2, whatever ready-to-go machines to be on hand for a quick swap out at any time that we had a computer go down. Okay. We'll get to, I don't know if you'll get this changed today or not, but that'll be fine. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
I personally think he needs to send it to Cass County, so I'll pay.
Let's try it. Okay, thank you. We're getting close. Item number 8, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Judge Lee as Titus County Representative to the Artex Council of Governments.
So moved.
Second.
I appreciate your confidence in me. And who made that motion? Commissioner Boggs made that motion, and it was seconded by Commissioner Hockaday, and we have a unanimous vote there. Thank you, fellas. All right, approve oral and written reports of the county officials.
Most of it will not come in until the first of next month, correct?
She is depositing money, she's collecting it.
Digged up. Did the power plants pay there?
Yes.
That's where the.
At least one of them.
She's not here.
Is outside auditors, did they come today?
They're coming.
I thought they was coming today, maybe tomorrow? Wednesday?
Twelve.
Any questions on these for Paul?
I move that we accept this information.
Commissioner Boggs makes a motion. Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Vote is unanimous. All right, treasurer's report.
Hey, Judge, one close, right? Can we get out here for me? Just in case I say something.
Are you getting hungry?
No, sir. Well, I am.
As long as it's short.
It's short, it's very short.
Yeah, I looked at it. Oh, I didn't, I saw it.
Check gets over pretty good. I got some questions, hey. I got some questions, don't run off.
Go easy, yes. We go easy.
I'm just kidding. How was the concert?
In the back.
Shut up. was it Saturday or Friday? I don't know, man, I thought it was Friday.
Carl, you want this back, don't you? This.
I'll tell you my way for you to do that. I leave those in the commissioner's room.
I was given a copy, last Friday. And here's the sign. All right.
Make the most approved treasurer's report.
Motion by Commissioner Hemp.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hockaday for approval of treasurer's report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. I'm sorry, Judge.
Did I say what I said the wrong thing? No, I tried. Okay, what were you gonna say?
What were we voting on?
Treasurer's report, correct?
Treasurer's report, treasurer's report.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm voting in favor of approving the treasurer's report.
Say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and it's unanimous. Carl, do we have any budget amendments?
Yes, sir, we do. This is number 27 through 39 for last year. At the end of the year, due to the end of the year, there's some back cleanup. That's what that is. Unexpected there, but there are several pages because it is the year.
Is there anything that's noteworthy enough for you to address?
I don't think so.
A lot of times we just take, switch some money around from this account to that account or something like that.
And where does this need to be signed? Does it need to be signed by one or all of us?
No, just on the front page.
Just me?
That's one. You just need to sign it.
Okay, just me is the only one that needs to sign it.
Yeah, they're all the same spot that there's.
They all stapled together.
They're stapled together for each different one.
Generally, it's stuff that they try to take out of my precinct and spend in their precinct.
Yeah, he told me that.
Usually, the only thing we take out of yours is automatic bill goes to Thomas.
That's right.
Yes. All right.
I'm not having figured out how you spent $7 this past month. That's what I'm.
I'll explain it to you one of these days.
Okay. Would any of you like to see this?
I realize you're a lot smarter, man. You're doing something that I can't catch on to. I don't know what it is yet.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the budget amendment submitted?
So moved.
Commissioner Hemp makes a motion. Commissioner Boggs seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. Sign pay orders and approve payments.
Make a motion to pay bills.
Commissioner Hemp.
Second.
Motion. Commissioner Hockaday second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
You're right. Though there is some in there, and I did leave that off. Make a note of that. That must be Carolyn's fault.
Mine one is yours, so
I can eat that. Well, in that case, we'll put that on next month's agenda.
Yes, it just needs to be on there every time. Sometimes there is travel, sometimes not.
Well, and I also failed to put the approval of the minutes on there. That will be on there next time, so. We'll catch up next time with both of those items, the minutes from the previous December meeting, as well as approval of those travel.
In the meantime, you're good with being recompensated for the travel that.
Yes, and on all of my requests, which I found out nobody really needs to see that but me, that's what I said, is I don't need any upfront money. I will get money afterward. And I don't think there's anybody else in there that was requesting upfront money. He is going on his trip next week. Does he typically request his in advance?
I haven't seen anything from him.
I don't know if I asked him.
In other words, will that pose a problem if we don't vote on that?
No, we can do it as a live check process.
Okay.
We do live checks between 4 days if something has to be paid.
All right. Well, just so you'll know, that's what was in there. Leonard is making a trip next week to Austin. I'm making a trip today to Austin for new judges and commissioners. Another trip at the end of this month for a week in Lubbock for judge school. And then I've added myself to the county third annual trip. And then I have, I guess that's it. We didn't have your trip in this batch, did we? Okay, that'll be for next month. Okay, sorry about those two missing items. Are there any closing comments?
I have one request. Previously, on Thursday, before court on Monday, I'll receive the agenda and then any support documents from items on the agenda that are pertinent to that decision.
Okay.
So I can kind of review them over the weekend if Carolyn's not too busy.
I think we've all been getting that, yeah, put in our boxes.
I'll make sure that we do a better job of that, get through some of these items, and perhaps we can put those together in some kind of a small binder that would be a repetitive process that we'll put these things in there in order.
Okay.
I appreciate your patience on that.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else have a closing comment?
I'd just like to say the court went good this morning. Appreciate you.
We do have the sheriff here, and I promised him I should say so.
Lou, if you don't bring anything else on you, please bring this to the citizens of county. I just want to say how proud I am of this commissioner's court and the judge. A lot of times these decisions we have to make don't come easy, and they, this court demonstrates leadership, they demonstrate the backbone and common sense. And I just want to say that I love each and every one of these guys.
Time's up.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your patience for 2 hours.
It actually went faster than I thought it would.
How you doing?
When you come up here? What's the weather like?
Is that still going to be possible?
Sir?
Did you have to have access to the board? Do they have to go with the board?
Well, we hadn't done it. I just thought it was too cold. We're not going to get out there yet.
Your kill.
Yeah, he
always takes care of it. Well, I probably just put that.
I looked and looked for something to drive at you about, and I couldn't find it. Don't worry, I will.
We left church yesterday morning, going out 49 to 1,000 while there. There was four wrecks between the bottoms down there and then 1,000. I mean, some of them were boom, boom, come across on the other side. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, you are. What did you give us?
I guess he had his brakes.
With all the signatures on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's making a copy of that right now.